Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. 4 weeks ago, I spoke of the local homeless problem. I see there has been some improvement with a new city ordinance in place prohibiting panhandling. I also mentioned that I have been approached by panhandlers several times since the new ordinance went into effect. Since then, I have been approached twice more, once in Eureka and once in Arcata. I looked up the word panhandle, which means to approach a stranger and beg for money or food. From what I understand, the word panhandler was adopted in the late 1800s, as many people thought the extended arm of a beggar resembled a panhandle. Other names associated with the practice are bum, beggar, tramp, moocher, scrounger, cadger, parasite, grubber, and sponger. I remember a couple of panhandling incidents that took place in San Francisco in 1945 that left me chuckling. At the time, I was a crewman on a merchant ship that was docked near San Francisco's China Basin. My sister Liz was living in San Francisco at Post and Leavenworth Streets, so after a day's work on board the ship, I would walk from the Embarcadero to her apartment, where I kept a change of clean clothes, and Liz and I would have dinner together. This was wartime, and there were very few unemployed in San Francisco, but you still had the unemployed alcoholics who panhandled for money to buy a cheap bottle of wine. During my walks to the apartment, I would be approached quite often. The usual pitch would be, "Can you spare a nickel for a cup of coffee?" One afternoon, on my way to the apartment, I was approached by this disheveled, middle-aged man. Keep in mind that I was not dressed well either, as I still was wearing my work clothes. He launched into a song and dance, asking for the usual nickel, but with a lengthy dissertation of why he needed the money. At 18 years of age, I'm standing there thinking that it might be fun to turn the tables. When he finished, I launched into my own song and dance. Don't ask me what I said, as I don't remember, but it was a lot. As I was winding down, he reached into his pocket and came up with a nickel, which he placed in my hand. Yes, I kept the nickel and continued on my way. The other incident was during a walk when I passed a young fellow sunning himself in the large window along the Embarcadero. I admired his honesty. He called to me and asked if I could spare $5, as he had just got out of jail. $5 was a lot of money in those days, and I probably would have given it to him if I had had that much in my possession. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.